Good morning. The Minister of Health, Salvador Illa, said that he deeply regretted the attitude of some parents during the first day that saw children allowed back on the streets after 6 weeks of confinement. After the publication of dozens of images showing parents and children breaching the rules of social distancing, the minister warned that abuses cannot be allowed. The government reminded parents that allowing children to circulate on the streets once more is an exercise of trust with citizens. According to the Minister of the Interior, Fernando Grande Malasca, many family units accompanied children. Youngsters were playing with each other whilst parents chatted with a complete disregard to social distancing. The police and security forces arrested 150 people on Sunday and denounced more than 17,000. Malasca warned that any mistake could have a great cost. This is why it is essential to respect the rules, since we cannot afford any setback to the improvements we are seeing. However, the government said that the behaviour of 99% of citizens on Sunday was very good. The President of Andalusia has spoken to the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez about the opening of beaches for the summer season with reduced capacity and the installation of security screens for sunbeds and umbrellas that will ensure safety distances. The head of the Andalusian executive explained that this proposal was well received by the Prime Minister and the opening of beaches this summer is very important for the tourism sector. He said some beaches will have to remain closed, but there are others that may be opened using these screens, marking safety distances between sunbeds and umbrellas. Five Brits have been arrested on the Costa Blanca after 230 kilograms of marijuana, destined for the UK, were seized by the Benidorm police. The suspects, aged between 26 and 41, were arrested in Lanuthia as alleged members of a criminal network involved in buying large consignments of marijuana to transport to the UK. An informer told police the gang was shipping marijuana inside freight lorries hidden amongst legal cargo. In addition to the drugs, four vehicles and more than €15,000 in cash have been seized. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.